In Kitsap County, the mill towns were the first to have a store. These were company stores run by the mill owners to supply the loggers, mill workers, sailors, and neighboring Indians with basic items and a few luxuries. They stocked everything from fresh produce and fruit to eggs, spices in tins, cloth, and dogfish oil for lamps. These stores also outfitted the sailing vessels that were loaded at the mills with lumber for different parts of the world. As settlements grew, the general store, or mercantile, was a focal point for residents to meet and talk while buying necessities, such as flour, sugar, and cloth. Some stores had a post office, frequently located in a corner of the store. Telephones were rare in private homes, but calls could be made at the store by picking up the receiver, or earpiece, clicking the lever to attract the attention of the operator, and speaking into the mouthpiece to ask the operator to connect you. No rotary dials and no keypads. Many settlers raised vegetables, grew berries, or had orchards. Whenever anyone had too much to use fresh or preserve for themselves, the excess would be bartered between neighbors for items that they could not grow for themselves. Sometimes things went awry, such as the Great Tomato Experience. We planted lots of tomatoes and they produced prolifically. Dad loaded the flatbed wagon with the crimson harvest and headed out toward Port Orchard to vend house to house. Well, it was a good year for tomatoes. Everybody had more of the things than they could use or give away. It was a good thing we had pigs that absolutely loved them. Next year we had no pigs, but lots of tomatoes growing in the old pig pen.